The West Australian coroner has delivered 42 recommendations following an inquest into the suicides of more than a dozen young people in 2017 in the state's Kimberley region. Coroner Ros Fogliani described the deaths as profoundly tragic and called for a range of policy changes, including an overhaul of suicide prevention services in remote communities. Many of the findings are consistent with past inquests and inquiries, and with a number of suicides already this year, there are calls for urgent action. For more, I'm joined by WA Labor Senator Pat Dodson, who's the Shadow Assistant Minister for Indigenous Affairs and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. Welcome back to RN Drive.
Thank you.
What do you make of the findings delivered by the WA coroner? There have been many reports and inquiries in the past that have raised many of the same issues. Is there a blueprint here for a new way forward?
I'm not sure about that, but there is some light on the hill, as it were, in terms of recommendation 42, where the coroner takes seriously the aspiration that's expressed on behalf of the government to embark upon a new approach with communities to look at co-design and to look at how best to develop the responses to all the factors that everyone seems to know about: health, housing, education, alcohol abuse and dysfunctionalism. So everyone knows all about that, but the methodology and the process as to how to address that is the indication from the Western Australian government it wants to change the manner in which that has been delivered by public sector arrangements in these regions. So that's a positive thing, and the dialogue around that should start immediately, in my view.
Some of the first recommendations call for changes in how fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is screened and treated and the kind of support that's available to young people suffering from it. What do you think needs to change?
The experts in that field are obviously the ones to give us the leadership on it. It's got to be recognised as a part of a serious contribution to why people are in custody, why young kids are taken away from families. It is a serious issue, and it's got to be faced up to and recognised. There's good work that's being done by the women at Fitzroy Crossing over the years in association with people in New South Wales, with Elliot and other people. There's a lot of work that's been done on this field. We've got to stop dilly-dallying around the definitional base of what constitutes fetal alcohol syndrome. We've had reports of people in prison in Western Australia who were undiagnosed or were diagnosed with fetal alcohol syndrome. So, you know, the way to treat people with that particular mental illness is far different than how you treat anyone else. So it does require an urgent response, an immediate response, and continue working in collaboration with the communities that have been doing their best to get education around not drinking when you're expecting a child.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner June Oscar says that immediate support needs to be available through the National Disability Insurance Scheme for families with children suffering from FASD. Do you agree? Should action be taken on that immediately? Because Ken Wyatt's told me that, you know, he wants more work done on it rather than just to move to that position straight away.
Well, look, I think I can understand. He's a minister. He's got responsibilities. He's got cautions. But June Oscar's worked very closely with this for some time with reputable people. The opportunities that can assist those families who are looking after these children ought to be made immediately available to them. And if there's assessments to be made, then the minister ought to work out what those assessments should be.
The coroner has also proposed changes around restricting access to alcohol in remote communities, including a banned drinkers register and the expansion of the cashless welfare card. Do you think they're effective measures? Because some of them, like the cashless welfare card, have been contentious.
No, well, look, draconian measures never work. You know, Al Capone made a living out of this in Chicago. You know, moonlighting and sly grogging. We see all of that now that's going on in the Kimberley where restrictions are enforced. And we've got to have a serious education program around it's the impact. There's got to be responsible delivery in how, you know, outlets are run. And there's got to be better education for people. If these things are to be imposed, then it's got to be done with the, you know, free, prior and informed consent of people and individuals as to how those regimes ought to work. But of their own, punitive measures just are not going to deliver the goods.
The coroner recommended a commissioner for Aboriginal children and young people to work alongside the Children's Commissioner. How important is it to have someone specifically looking out for Indigenous children in WA?
I think it's critical. I think, you know, we've probably got 100% of the Indigenous kids in the Kimberley who are in out-of-home care at the moment. No one's working specifically on that. We've got these kids in the Pilbara where there's been serious allegations about sexual abuse. No one's specifically working on that. And then we have these suicide factors that kids as young as 10. So you definitely need a dedicated person in this space that becomes competent around the cultural and social nuances of First Nations cultures and its diversity across the state of Western Australia.
And the coroner also found that suicide prevention services were often retrofitted for Indigenous communities. As a result, they weren't culturally appropriate. Do they all need an urgent overhaul? I mean, from the commission, from the coroner's report, it sounds like these kind of services just aren't appropriate at all for the Kimberley.
Well, in essence, they might have, you know, the uniqueness of remedies, but in terms of the nuances and the manifestations and the way you go about delivery, the communication, the understanding, that's when people bring their own idiosyncratic cultural and social views to the fore. And that doesn't sit very easily with First Nations people. And that's what I think the coroner's trying to get across, is that if there are programs, then it has to have the credibility of cultural and social value systems that are relevant to the group, whether they're a desert group, a river group, or, you know, the soap people in the salt water. There are different aspects of the cultural nuances within First Nations peoples, but it has to have that. In the absence of it, everyone gets treated as if they're all the same. And worse than that, they get treated as if they're some poor replica of an Anglo-Saxon.
Senator, the other issue is, I mean, as we've heard about these suicides before, obviously this is the WA coroner's report, but these have been reported. We've known this is happening. The Prime Minister has talked about wanting to focus on this when he's been asked about the Uluru Statement from the Heart, saying, you know, he's more focused on this. Are there links between all of those issues? I know that Labor wants to move forward with the Uluru Statement from the Heart, and clearly from what you're telling me here, you would embark on change here on suicide prevention as well. What's your kind of analysis for how you can work on both of these issues or address these issues in a kind of more holistic way?
I think it's clear from the Joint House Committee that I was involved with Julie and Lisa, there's a lot of concern about what happens at the regional level and the need for regional voices, precisely because of people's sense of powerlessness and disengagement from the matters that affect them on a day-to-day basis. So there's very little difference, I think, on that ground between Labor and the Liberals for the need for effective regional assemblies or regional voices, whatever you want to call them, but where the capacity of the local First Nations peoples have, you know, a way to interact with state agencies and Commonwealth agencies to develop strategic plans and to set up monitoring systems around all of these things. So it's not just in the narrow field of suicide prevention, it's across all those social determinants that we keep getting ourselves tied up in knots over without finding the structural change that needs to happen. And Uluru, in fact, points to that as much as it points to a national voice to the Parliament to deal with more complicated issues about treaties and agreements.
Would you like to see the government's response to these findings incorporated into next week's Closing the Gap strategy?
Oh, I think they've got to make the admission that, you know, we've got to stop pretending we're listening and start doing something with the First Nations people.
It's interesting you make that point, because the government has been saying, you know, it's listening, it's about empowering communities. But do you think there's evidence of that, that there has been a shift, that there is a listening process going on?
I don't think there has been. No, seriously, you know, best will in the world. This current government, the Turnbull government and this current Prime Minister, Mr. Morrison, they've shifted the capacity of Aboriginal people to manage and run their own affairs to such degrees that they're totally out of touch with anything that deals with the reality of Aboriginal people's lives. So we've got a totally shifted paradigm now. The coroner made a recommendation, I think it was recommendation 41, that people who act as CEOs for an Aboriginal community ought to be paid. Back in the days when self-determination had some credibility, you had corporations where CEOs were paid a proper wage. So, you know, there's a shift in the way governance has been meted out to the First Nations peoples under this current Liberal government that has wrecked the capacity of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to run and manage their own affairs. And now we've got to rebuild that in a manner to get the outcomes that everyone has high hopes of achieving.
Senator, many thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you very much.
That's the WA Labor Senator, Pat Dodson. He's the Shadow Assistant Minister for Indigenous Affairs and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. And if you found some of the themes in this interview difficult, you can contact Beyond Blue anytime, 1300 22 4636. Or if you or someone you know is experiencing distress, you can call Lifeline 131114. This is RN Drive. 0418 226 576 is our text line. I wonder if you have concerns like I do, that we get these reports. We have a sort of cycle of despair and concern, and then people move on and we don't see enough action in relation to the recommendations. 0418 226 576 is our text line.